Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
Good morning. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth. Happy Hump Day. This morning is all about sports. Let's talk about the NBA Finals, NFL updates, what's going on in baseball, NASCAR, so on, if we have time. But definitely the two big topics are NBA final and NFL updates. What's going on with the NFL lockout and so on. I'm tuning to Mike and Mike right now. And those of you who love the Saints and love Drew Brees like I do, Greeny just announced that Drew would be on this morning as a guest on the Mike and Mike show. So I just wanted to share that with you guys if you're not tuned to are watching Mike and Mike on ESPN television or ESPN radio. Okay? Just wanted to share that with you. So don't say I don't ever tell you anything. Okay. Wow. There's like always, there's always quite a bit to talk about. But first of all, I still would like to share information regarding the tornado relief, you know, concerning the tornadoes that hit the deep south in the area that I'm in the state of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. And, of course, if you haven't been keeping up with the news, you know about the flooding that's happening. And as I watched the Weather Channel last night, I see where flooding is really bad, and not just the deep south, but even in the northwest, like in the state of Washington. I had seen where they're having a big issue with their creeks flooding. So my prayers are with the whole country, because there's always some type of weather situation that we're all dealing with. Okay? Well, again, the contact information for our American Red Cross Hands of Hope regarding the tornado relief. And I'm sure you can contact the Red Cross regarding the flood. And also, it's redcross.org. And you can call at 1-855-820-9307. That's Red Cross to 90999. You can text message that to donate $10. Okay? Well, I hope you enjoyed yesterday's show regarding opera and the two talented, multi-talented young divas who are based here in Jackson, Mississippi, Ms. Sheila Ramsey and Ms. Denise Lewis, who will be traveling to Los Angeles in late June, and they will be guests in the very near future. You just heard the sounds of Ms. Denise Lewis right at the beginning of the show. Mezzo. If you're on Facebook, you can add them to your Facebook friends list so you can be updated on what's going on in their professional lives and how you can assist them with their trip. I think they're about to make their goal regarding their travels to Los Angeles to participate with the Opera Works prestigious program. Like I said, so many talented people who have gone on to perform on other stages are alumni of that program. And so they are very blessed to be chosen out of 300. And two from Jackson, Mississippi, only 30 applicants were chosen out of 300. So we're here in Jackson, we're very proud of them, and also we're looking forward to them impressing everyone at Opera Works in Los Angeles. So let's go on and let's talk more about sports. Like I said, I'm tuned to Greeny and Golick, Mike and Mike. I love those guys. And you can hear in my voice, which is kind of, I have a rapsy voice anyway, so it's very rapsy this morning. I don't know why. Probably because of this chilly weather that we've been experiencing the past couple of days. But I am so excited that Dallas won last night. So congrats to Dallas. Congrats to Oklahoma, Dallas, the Bulls, and the Heat for being, the Final Four in this in dealing with the finals. If you're somewhere hidden on a rock, if you don't know, Oklahoma and Dallas are competing to become the champions of the West Conference Finals, so they can move on to the ultimate game, the championship game, and the Eastern Conference contenders are the Bulls and the Heat. But last night, did Dirk show out or not? He really showed out. The score was 112 to 121. That was the final score. So that means that Dallas is leading the series 1-0. Game 2 will be played in Dallas, right, on Thursday at 9 o'clock Eastern time. So that's 8 o'clock my time because I'm in the South, on ESPN. And Games 3 and 4 will be in OKC, in Oklahoma City, with the first one being Saturday on May the 21st, and then the next one will be on Monday, May the 23rd. Both of those games will be played on ESPN. And I say this because there's some people that don't know the schedules, and there's some people that aren't keeping up with sports. And those of you that are really keeping up the games better than I am, please do not hesitate to call in at 714-409-0614 to share how you feel about the game, your predictions, or so on. I've shared my predictions. Dallas can win and win the series. But they honestly have to play. And I tweeted this to the guys, and I tweeted it to Dallas TV station, too. that Dallas must play to win. Because Oklahoma City, that is definitely a good team. And those guys are hungry, too. They want to go all the way also. So, I mean, I applaud all four teams. I mean, I think the cream of the crop, obviously the cream of the crop are definitely playing right now. I mean, really, good teams coached by good coaches and their staffs and trainers. But really, Dallas must play to win. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop until the very, to the buzzer rings at the winning championship game where they're given the award of the trophy. And we're just going crazy. Those of us that are long time or those of us who just start supporting the Mavs. I'm a long time supporter and fan of Dallas sports, New Orleans sports too. Like I said, I'm born in Jackson, Mississippi, so it's like traditional. Just be born into loving New Orleans, but I could have chosen not to be a New Orleans supporter. But I chose not to. I love that team. And I just feel that Dallas Mavericks will make, I don't just feel, even if I wasn't a fan, I'd be like, wow, Dallas Mavs are making sports history just like the Saints made sports history 2009-2010 when they won the Super Bowl for the first time in franchise history. Same thing with the Mavericks. Please call in. And let's weigh the pros and cons. If you feel or you think or your prediction is the same or different. Because all four teams are great and talented. It's like a horse race. I heard Donnie Simpson talking about Dance with the Stars, how it's like, everybody's talented, so it's hard to determine who will be the winner. It's the same thing with these finals, with the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference. All four teams are definitely talented. But one thing about Chicago and Miami, during regular season, I didn't watch all the games, but as I was watching the NBA TV, they reported that the Bulls have won every game, all four games that they played against the Heat. And I love the Heat. I mean, many of you know that I'm a big supporter of the Heat, too, and my favorite players play for the Heat, you know. So I'm glad that they're making it to the where they are now to, you know, to let people know, hey, we do have it. We still got it. You know, so I'm just going on and talking. But I'm looking at yesterday's Wall Street Journal. I have 14 minutes. So, like I said, don't hesitate to call and come in. I also invite other Blog Talk radio hosts and producers to call in and, you know, plug their show and talk about, especially the sports, the ones that host sports shows, call in and talk about what you'll be talking about on your next broadcast. But I'm looking at a copy of yesterday's Wall Street Journal, and I'm looking at the prediction that they had for last night's Maverick and Thunder game. They predicted that the Mavs would win, which happened. Like I said, the score was 121-112. Oklahoma City had 112 and Dallas 121. Boy, Dirk, no, he was scoring big time those last few minutes. And that was important. He needed to because, wow. But what Wall Street Journal game prediction, final score, was Dallas Mavs 99.2, Oklahoma City Thunder 96.5. Now, Wall Street Journal sports writer Twitter name is, I need to start following this guy also, is those of you who don't read the sports station in Wall Street Journal, is Jason Gay, WSJ, you know, Wall Street Journal Twitter.com, Jason Gay, WSJ. That is the sports writer's name for the Wall Street Journal. So I just wanted to share that. He also made predictions for the MLB and also. And so you might want to check that out, visit their website, or read the printed copy. I received a printed copy, but it's cool to visit Wall Street Journal's website also. They have some more interesting news stories in there also. But I just wanted to talk about that particular prediction that they had concerning the final scores of last night's game. So I'd like to see today's prediction for tonight's game in Chicago, because tonight's game will be played in Chicago, right? At 8:30 Eastern Time on TNT. So be tuned to that. And for those of you that don't know, I haven't been keeping up. The Bulls are leading that series. And I want to shout out my homeboy, Lindsey Hunter, who's an executive with the Bulls. And Lindsey has two rings. He won a ring with Detroit and with L.A. So that's a good, hungry team also. So, and Derrick Rose and then their coach. I mean, wow. I mean, just a fantastic team. So I can just go on and on about all four teams. But my favorite team is the Mavericks. Anyway, the Hornets. Really like the Mavericks and Hornets are kind of tied. And I do like the Grizzlies. I'm in Jackson, so I'm like in between those two teams anyway. But, you know, I'm just sharing it. Let's see. Mike and Mike are showing the Mavericks and Thunder highlights of that game right now. But I would like to say get well soon to Doc Rivers. NBA TV had reported that he had successful surgery to remove a polyp from his throat. And also send condolences to the NBA, the fans and players and so on, because I also saw on NBA TV that Gary Hall, a lead attorney for the NBA Players Association, passed away at age 67. And also a big get well soon to Tiger Woods. You guys should follow Tiger Woods. I mean, his tweets, I like his tweets. They're very informative and very entertaining and very personal. You know, some people you wonder, well, is that person really the tweeter? I mean, it's obvious from his tweets that he's the one sending out his tweets, because they're very personal and very professional also. Okay. Making sure I'm still on the air. Looked like I was about to, something technical was about to happen. But I see y'all, everything's okay. I have 9 minutes. And again, the guest listener calling number is 171-440-90614. And let's talk about the, oh, wow, it's some more NBA news. I see, well, I've been seeing reports for a while, and you guys probably have too, where David Stern, NBA commissioner, and the deputy commissioner, Adam Silver, they've been, like, trying to nip things in the bud, you know, looking at negotiating new CBA, collective bargaining agreement deal within their league. So let's keep our eyes and ears open, because they don't want a lockout to happen within the NBA. I mean, it's not like the NFL. I don't believe they want a lockout either. But it's just taking a while to come to agreement in terms of different logistics of certain situations. So, wow. But, I mean, think about us. Think about family, friends, media, supporters, sponsor, those that watch the games on TV, those who are season ticket holders, those who like to interact with the players, and think about the players. We motivate the players. So you know, we really would love for you all to honestly come to a win-win, win-win solution of this right here, because sports really make people happy. Really, regardless of what arena or what area or what level you are into sports, if you're an athlete or if you're just a sports lover, I mean, it gives people a happy feeling. And going through these economic times, sometimes that's what sports is, something that really motivates some people, encourages some people. At least something good is happening. You know, sports make me happy. And you all know what I'm talking about because you see it in everybody. I mean, if you're a sports lover or if you are friends or close to a sports lover, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay? We have 7 more minutes. I hope you don't hear me. I'm chewing on a cough drop, and I hope you cannot hear me. I probably should take it out of my mouth. That's very rude. Okay. So excuse that. But, okay, there have been reports that the NFL will resume mediations between the owners and the players on June 7th and 8th. And that's after the scheduled appear hearing date of June the 13th. And I heard reports on NBA Network that the owners yesterday presented a bullet point outline stating their position on what's going on with trying to seek an agreement and an understanding with the CBA. But I'm speechless because, I mean, that's something. Like Fran Charles, one of the hosts of Total Access, which is one of my favorite shows also, like he was saying, because of the lockout, there aren't any organized team workouts nor mini camps. And, you know, these are my words right here, and that really sucks. I'm adding that part. That really sucks. But then also, there have been some news about Deion Sanders and Eddie George and a list of many others, which I share on Friday, and you all can visit NFL.com also, where Deion Sanders and Eddie George have been elected into the College Football Hall of Fame. So, and Deion Sanders' Twitter name is Deion Sanders. No, his name, D-E-I-O-N, Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S. Okay, we have 5 minutes to talk, and but it's been a lot of news. Really, it has. Oh, you know, season tickets are on sale already. Also, for the NBA season tickets are already on sale for next season. And of course, I'm going to plug my favorite team. You visit Mavs.com to go ahead and purchase your season tickets for next year. So be sure to follow Dallas Mavs also, and you know, at Dallas Mavs, and follow their owner, Mark Cuban, at M Cuban. And wow, they have and the players. When you follow Dallas Mavs, you most of the top players, and I say players on the Mavs team are, you know, tweet. So be sure to follow them. And Drew Brees, you can follow the Saints at official_Saints. And Drew Brees at Drew Brees. You can follow Reggie Bush at Reggie_Bush. Darren Sharper at Darren Sharper. Lance Moore at Lance Moore 16. Just sharing some tweet usernames with some of you all that might not be following or was wondering, hey, I wonder what's so-and-so's username. And you can, my username, I have 3 Twitter names, but you can follow my tweet name, name of the show, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTURESHOKENT. And then also you can follow me at Beth, BETHWMS. And if you're into beauty and, which most of us are, even you metrosexual guys, I am a Mark Rep. And so my Twitter name that I utilize to promote, you know, the world of beauty and Mark products is Beth, B-E-T-H, Mark, M-A-R-K, G-R-L. We have two more minutes, and I must shout out all the Mark reps and Mark executives and Mark management who are invading New York City this week, because Mark is a Avon brand, for those of you that don't know, and who are invading New York City this week because there's a national sales meeting going on this week. And so I'm going to shout out everyone. We have a a webcast scheduled for tomorrow evening, so I'm looking forward to that. So we always link up once a month for national meeting and regional meetings. And tomorrow, you know, the national webcast will be going on as the national sales meeting is going on. Okay? So I just want to shout out all the Mark girls. You all can follow Mark at Mark Girl. You know, to find out what type of sales or what type of promos we have going on. And visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com, Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, Williams. And I want to take time to share some of my favorite Mark products with you all. When you visit my web store, we have several new products, but some must-have items for summer are you definitely should have for, I mean, and this is good for guys also, young and old, men and women, the Free For All Body Lotion by Mark. So when you visit my Mark store, you look in a printed copy, or if you contact your Mark rep, say, hey, I want to moisturize my skin. I want something that I can moisturize my entire body with. As for the Mark Free For All Body Lotion, I mean, it is, you will just love it. Have your skin feel so smooth. So time is almost up. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. I'll talk with you all again Thursday night. Ironically, it'll be probably at the ending of the, right after the Mavs game, and the Oklahoma City game ends. And then Friday morning at 5:30 a.m., where the topic will be females who love sports, you know, and the people who love them. I mean, from athletes to sports fans and supporters to those in the media, you know. Let's talk about women, females who love sports. Okay, well, what's up? Supposed to warm up today in Jackson, Mississippi. And you guys have a great and blessed day, and I thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you. And God bless. Oh, thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm Beth.